We were in a different location. We were in that library. I can't remember where it was. But there was a bunch of folks from the Petaluma area who were tabling out front and who had made a request of this body that they be allowed to sponsor a town hall meeting. And we haven't really taken that question up. And I actually asked for it to be on the agenda, and
absolutely,
it hasn't appeared. So I guess as long as you're collecting agenda items, I'd like to ask that that be on the next agenda item.
Town hall, a good idea. Okay. All right. Okay. Someone from the committee? Okay, Sasha.
Okay, so the IGM evaluation committee met in roughly mid-September and decided that we were going to be polling the LSB with one set of questionnaires and the directly supervised staff, supervised by the IGM, with another set, slightly different questionnaire, and then each program was going to get one questionnaire that everybody working on a particular show would get together and fill out one form per program. And that was the decision that we made. It was based on how things had been done in the past few years. And then we ran into, as I know some of you have heard on our email list, a lot of trouble in getting a contact list for the shows. One of the changes we did decide at our meeting we were going to make was, in the past, these forms for the programs were stuck in mailboxes. And some of us, myself in particular, who raised the issue to begin with, felt that was a very insecure way of distributing forms, that they were just stuffed in mailboxes and anybody could remove them and fill them out. And I will tell you that I understand that between 300 and 400 CAB survey forms have disappeared from the mailroom in the last couple of weeks. So, just to make a point, helping me make the point. So we decided we wanted to send these out by email, and we needed a contact person. I confirmed a list of directly supervised staff immediately with Andrew, with the IGM, and asked him for help in putting together such a contact list. I was referred to Carrie. She said she didn't have such a contact list, whatever one might think of that, and asked for 2 weeks, and we settled on a date, and the date came and went, and I found out that she had just left and gone out of the country to her daughter's wedding in India for a month. So we had to rethink how we were going to do this because we had no way of contacting each program, which was our intent, despite what some people would like to paint. And we decided that in rethinking this, that it didn't seem to us to be terribly logical that some of the people with programs might not even know what the IGM looks like. They may have never encountered that person. You know, I understand from staff meetings that the same people come to the staff meetings, and there are very few in terms of numbers, in terms of the number of people on the staff. And so why are we having people filling out forms evaluating an individual they've never seen in action performing his job? So, and since it was also made impossible for us, we then came to the conclusion that we wouldn't do that. And then when we made that decision, mysteriously, one of our committee members, Tracy Rosenberg, produced a list of all the shows with a contact person. So the committee voted by email and decided we would go back to square one, and we would actually send out an evaluation form per program. So that will be happening very shortly. The LSB will also be getting contacted, and we are going to be using SurveyMonkey. You know, people will be sent to SurveyMonkey in order to do their evaluations. And we have accepted the forms that were used in the past for the general manager evaluations. We have not changed them. So I think that's about it. Would you say, Jack?
Yeah.
Anthony? And if you have any questions, I would be more than glad to answer them.
I don't recall us voting to use SurveyMonkey. I recall us talking about it, but not voting to use it. I've never used it. I see some one of our members, Tracy, said it has a lot of security issues, not just in her opinion, but she referred to Electronic Frontier Foundation. So, but as to what we used to evaluate, in plowing through my old emails, I found a set of questionnaires from several years ago, so they're suitably removed in time that neither side can be accused of wanting to tilt them either way. I would suggest we use that, or if someone's got a set of questionnaires that are more recent and substantially similar, we could use those. We could have people email them back. I think that's probably the way to go. It'd be a little bit of paper processing time for us, but so be it.
If I may, very quickly, I understand the CAB is using SurveyMonkey for their forms that are now floating around the world. And I would say that SurveyMonkey has fewer security issues than open mailboxes at the station.
Okay.
it's also being used for the evaluations for the GM.
Yeah, okay. For the ED, yeah. The floor is open. Jack is a member of the committee. So go ahead, Jack, and then I'll open the floor for discussion.
Well, I want to refresh Anthony's memory about this. The meeting in the middle of September that we had present Sasha, myself, Mal, Anthony, and Tracy was absent. At that meeting, the committee, all four people present, agreed on two things. First of all, to use the old questionnaire for surveying the programs, and two, to use SurveyMonkey. And Anthony was there. He was part of that decision. He voiced no objection, and it is his memory at a young age, an unfortunately young age, that is failing him. And I think that he should accept his failure of memory incontrovertible.
Stop. Okay? Please. I'm going to ask people not to make personal comments. All you have to do is say what you think happened. You don't have to talk about anybody else, okay? The floor is open for discussion. I will recognize board members. We are talking about the report hold on one second. We are talking about the report from the committee. That's all we're talking about, okay? That's what's before us. If you have questions or comments, you may speak. I see that Andrea Turner wants to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, are we calling for the question? The committee has given us their report.
There's no motion on the floor. The committee has made a report. They've told us what they intend to do. We are asking them
questions and making comments. I can finish my sentence. Do we not need to vote for the process that they brought to us? On that we're using the monkey system? Why don't we need usually committees bring the report back to the board. The board says, yes, we'll go ahead with something and follow up on it. That's all.
All I was pointing out was there was no motion on the floor. If someone from the committee would like to make...
I so move that we approve of the... monkey system to do this chimpanzee walk.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So as I understand it, the motion is that accept the committee's proposal to use the old forms and to use SurveyMonkey as the method of returning the forms. That's the motion.
Yes.
Okay. Second. Okay. That motion is now open for discussion. Anyone want to talk about it? Yes, Kate.
This isn't really worth amplifying. I just don't know enough about the monkey system to really make an intelligent vote. I don't know the pros and cons of it. They use it in my office, but I don't know.
I don't know anything about these things, but I will tell you two things that I do know. It is currently being used for evaluations of the executive director and the CFO of Pacifica, and it is a system which I have been told, although since my computer knowledge is like okay. That you can set criteria so that, for example, one of the things you can do is say that the survey only accepts one response from a computer, Which means that, you know, someone could go to the library, I guess, and use a different computer and send another response. But there are ways of controlling that so yeah. that at the highest level, each person who is contacted to participate in the survey is given a unique code, and when that response is received by SurveyMonkey, then that person is no longer able to send another response, and that's how you control for people trying to jam the system and stuff. And I think that's the main criticism of SurveyMonkey, is that people have been known to jam the system. But as I said, it is currently being used by Pacifica for the performance evaluations of the ED and the CFO. Okay, Andrea and then Anthony.
I have a comment and a question. My comment is that I hope that the committee really does put some weight into the opinions of the unpaid staff. And even though a programmer doesn't necessarily have day-to-day contact with the general manager, I think that people work in an environment and work in a culture and can see what other programs and can listen to the radio. But just by virtue of being at the station, I think people can feel the effects of a system of administration. So I think they're actually probably a much better place than any of us sitting at this table who don't work at the station to really make an intelligent, informed assessment of whether or not the culture and the environment has improved. And I'm also curious about how, because my understanding of SurveyMonkey is that it's sort of a click. Multiple choice kind of deal, and I'm wondering, are you able to type comments?
Yes.
And
yes.
Great. And will we get a sort of a synthesis of those results? Those comments will be coming to us.
Right.
Tally for you.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
My request is that I'd like to see the comments that people make. Cool. And I'm also, like, some departments are kind of bigger than others, and I'm not sure that one little bitty show, you know, one little half hour once a week is going to have the same weight as, like, the news department. Are they going to be weighted equally? Is that really what you're saying?
Okay.
She's saying yes.
Well. Yeah. Anthony.
I can answer that. Question: as both sides agreed at the meeting in September, or recognized, it's not an election; it is a gathering of opinion. It's not perfect, but we haven't come up with a better way than doing on-air pitching to raise our funds. We haven't thought of a better way than surveying by program. There might be a better way, but it ought to be discussed outside the. Press of a evaluation in progress. I've got to read from my notes in response to Jack. Let's investigate SurveyMonkey and similar. Your words. I think it was Mal's words. Let's investigate SurveyMonkey, not a decision to use it. It appears train appears to be leaving the station regardless, so one more thing.
If
we're going to use old surveys, that's good. We just have to decide which one, because they're probably not identical.
Well, okay. We had actually already reviewed all of them and accepted them at that meeting in September.
Okay. Let me urge people to stick to the discussion at hand, which is a motion made by Andrea Turner that we approve the committee's intention to use SurveyMonkey and to use the old evaluation forms. I do have a question. Anthony said that there were a bunch of different evaluation forms. Did the committee look at those and decide which ones to use?
First of all, it's the board that does the evaluation, not the staff. And these surveys that we're taking of staff members are to help us in our process as a board
right.
in making that evaluation.
Right.
And yes, The direct staff questionnaires, questions are slightly different than the ones that go out to the rest of staff, you know, the programming staff for each program. And those are, again, different from the questionnaires that are given to board members. It's based on your, you know, your supposed experience of the general manager is how they're designed.
Okay. And as you don't... You're not confused about which forms are going to be used.
We're not confused about it, and these are forms that have been used in the past, and we reviewed them back in September and decided they were fine, and we did not need to rewrite them or redo them.
Okay, thank you, Jack, and then Andrea.
It seems that each and everything that happens is subject to suspicion, controversy, or misreading of the process. So I want to try to be kind of explicit about a couple of things. Why did we choose to have one response from each program?
I don't think this is necessary. I'm sorry. We're discussing the motion, and I apologize. But if you have something to say about the motion, please, are you for it or against
it? I am for it.
Thank you. Okay. I don't really think we need any more of that kind of debate. Okay. I think people should speak. There is a motion on the floor, and I am asking people to speak as to whether to the motion and to tell us whether they think they want us to pass the motion or they don't want us to pass the motion.
I am happy to defer to the chair.
Thank you. All right. Andrea and then Dan.
I guess I'm going to, I would be tempted to vote against the motion, and here's why. And it relates to Jack's, he's speaking in favor of one show. But I, folks that I know who work in KPFA, have expressed to me that there sometimes are there's a jockeying for position. I'm sorry. That sometimes there's a jockeying for position that if I was a volunteer programmer, I might be concerned that the paid programmer that I'm working with I might be worried about disagreeing with this person because there are assignments that are given out. There are opportunities that come up. And I would hate that this survey in any way become politicized any more than these things do. I just think I don't understand why not. Like if there's a program, if there are volunteer programmers if there's somebody who gets paid in the apprenticeship program and there's a bunch of volunteers in the apprenticeship program, I think each person should be given their own, you know, if you need to distribute them in a bundle or something, but it seems like every person should be allowed to express themselves. If we're not able to pay people, at least we can pay them respect and at least hear their comments without them having to worry if their supervisor is disagreeing with if their supervisor thinks that the GM sucks, but they actually like it, or vice versa. It feels like we should afford them that amount of freedom of opinion.
If I may respond...
I'm in favor of the idea of collecting input from anyone who wants to offer it. In that sense, I agree with Andrea. But I also think that the committee should be able to know where the input is coming from. For example, I mean, if the input is coming from 10 volunteers who together put out a half-hour program once a month, we should know that. Right, and if the input is coming from the head of the news department, we should know that too. Because I think everyone should have a voice, I think that the weight of that voice should bear some relevance to the extent to which they have knowledge and they're stakeholders in the system and so on. I also think that some of the, like an issue like whether we use SurveyMonkey should just be left to the people doing the survey. I mean, that's the kind of thing where it drives me nuts that we're going to have a big debate about SurveyMonkey versus SurveyGorilla or something. You know, I mean, who cares? You know, I really feel like we get bogged down sometimes in debating things that are not very important.
Okay. Andrea, then Sasha.
I was a little confused with what the other Andrea was saying about the different persons. If they use the SurveyMonkey, there's a you usually have an area where if you're if you're the manager versus the supervisor or whatever, you can have a slot there and you can check that so that you can then tally.
I think she said they're doing it by program.
Oh, you're not breaking down the program?
No,
see, because within... Okay, all right. See, because the survey could break it down for you by position.
Yeah, doing it that way.
Okay. All right. I'm going to, before I call on people who've already spoken in this discussion, I'm going to ask if there's anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to speak. Okay. So then I have Sasha and Jack, and then I hope we'll be ready to come to a vote on this matter. Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, okay, a couple of points. Each program staff is to get together and fill out one of these. Whether they actually do that or not is beyond me. I do not know. I think if we have staff that work on a program together that are so terrified of speaking about their opinion about the IGM, who they may have absolutely no relevance to their lives, actually, then I don't know how they get together and decide on how to put together a program. So, you know, well, if you and I, Andrea, had to put together a report here and we were afraid to speak because one of us was afraid of the other, you know, it would be really ridiculous. They have to put together programs every week. They have to speak. They are not going to always agree. That's the nature of putting together a program. So now you're going to put together a form and everybody's going to vote. And I think we're making way, way, way too much out of this. I mean, we make such a fuss that we can't function whatsoever. And that's why we have lousy radio most of the time. No, it is. It's why we have, it's doing things by committee is why we have lousy radio.
Everybody be quiet. Sasha has the floor. Let her finish.
Is this a perfect way of getting staff input? No, absolutely not. There are volunteers who don't work on a program, who are at the station maybe 3 days a week, and who actually get to see the GM in action and actually have an opinion I'd like to know about. They're not being surveyed at all because they don't work on a program. Is this perfect? Has it ever been perfect? Absolutely not. And we are not going until we get the perfect tool, because nothing in this life is absolutely 100% perfect. Big surprise. So come on. We're not doing anything different than has been done by the board before. This is not a conspiracy theory. You know, let's just move on with it, please.
All right. Oh, go ahead, Tanya. Tanya has not...
Can I call a question?
Sure, you can. There's only one speaker left on the list at this point.
I'm happy to defer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Will the secretary reread the motion for us?
Okay, so the motion is to accept the committee's proposal to use the old forms and SurveyMonkey as a means to return the forms.
Okay. Yes, you may offer an amendment.
You going to be all right?
He is. He is going to be just fine. Jack, you have not been recognized. Be quiet. Andrea, you have the floor. Make an amendment.
My amendment is that every volunteer and every paid staff member should have the opportunity to participate and offer their input in the...
Okay.
So whatever means, you know, if the committee needs help figuring out how to do that, but I think I'm happy to help.
Okay. So your amendment is, please, your amendment would replace the part of the motion that talks about surveying programs and say everyone who works at the station, volunteer and paid staff, be surveyed. Okay? That's the amendment. Okay. Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. That's the amendment. I'm going to suggest that we have two speakers for and two speakers against and then come to a vote on the amendment. All right? Is there any objection to that procedure? All right. I'm ready for two speakers for.
Nobody wants to speak.
Well, is there a second to the amendment? Okay, there's a second to the amendment. All right. Someone wants to speak for the amendment. You may if you like, or someone else can. Thank you, Kate. Go ahead.
I agree with Sasha that nothing can be perfect, but I think this way is slightly closer to perfect simply because it doesn't exclude people and it doesn't permit the more powerful, albeit nobody at Pacifica is terribly powerful, the more powerful program head from manipulating the individuals who may or may not fall under that person's sway. It doesn't seem to me a big deal.
Okay. Speaker against. Jack.
Well, I think that the issue at stake in this amendment is whether or not we're going to have an evaluation of the interim general manager. And I think that the purpose of this amendment is to prevent us from having an evaluation of the interim general manager. I think I want to emphasize that what the interim general manager evaluation committee did was to simply take what had been done before. Incidentally, when Andrea's faction had, just a second, Margie. Incidentally, when Andrea's faction had a majority on the board, this is their procedure, it is their survey, it is their process. The only thing that is different between this process that was proposed by the committee and what Andrea herself participated in putting together a couple of years ago is the use of SurveyMonkey. So that this whole idea of the democratization of the evaluation process is a load of diversionary crap. It is simply a way of not having an evaluation. And that's what it's about. So I urge that this amendment be resoundingly defeated and that Andrea do a little self-evaluation having to do with personal honesty and integrity.
You have to stop doing that. You have to. Nobody needs this. We don't need to have people make personal comments about other people on the board. It's not necessary.
Or useful.
In fact, it's not. It's the opposite of useful. Okay. I am now ready to call on someone to speak in favor of the amendment.
I have a question.
I'll speak in favor.
Okay, yes.
Let me understand, Andrea, your point. If we do what you said, that would mean getting the names of all of the unpaid staff.
See you in 5 years.
We'll see. No, I've been trying to get that for the longest. Like who's volunteering? What does the station look like? And you know that would be a checkmate position if we did that.
Yeah, what? Tell me more.
Well, I just don't think that we'll be able to get that.
Okay. All right. Andrea is speaking in favor of the motion.
I mean, I actually think that it's possible to administer. I don't think it's... I'm sorry that some people are impugning my motives. I actually, as a teacher, I get evaluated from above and below. My students evaluate me. My administrator evaluates me. And I've really benefited from the feedback. And so what... Pardon me, Sasha.
Sasha,
excuse me,
please.
What I'm suggesting is I think that there is a point person for each show. And what I might recommend is something like this, that if Frank is with the apprenticeship program, that he be given as many surveys as he has apprentices, and that people can sign a piece of paper that says they got it, they can take it home, and at their leisure return it to a box inside the station, and that it could just really be that simple. But again, I do think that one of the things that I've heard from some programmers is that, especially unpaid staff, is that they feel sometimes disrespected and that their work isn't appreciated and that their opinions sometimes are not heard. And that if we think this is a politically charged environment, inside the station, I think it's also sometimes politically charged. And I would just like to free people from that. As he said, that it's not about professional or about amateur, it's about honest. And to give people an opportunity, I think excellence and honesty are both good things.
Okay.
And so I'm saying that I don't think it's that, I don't understand why everybody's getting so mad about this either. But anyway, since we do on the KPFA website have emails for all the programs, we could ask people at those emails to come stop by, get the proper surveys, and provide a centralized place for people to turn them in.
Okay. All right, is there another speaker in opposition to the motion? Seeing none, we will come to a vote. And I'm going to ask the secretary to do a roll call because it'll be simpler and faster that way. We are voting on the amendment, and Andrea's amendment is that every volunteer and every paid staff member should have the opportunity to submit an evaluation form, okay, for the IGM. Okay, thank you. All right, so that's what you're voting on, and I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Okay. Is Drake here? Pam Drake? She left. Okay. Fest? Fest is no. Futron? Futron is no. This is on the amendment. That's correct. Gans?
No.
Gans is no. Conhellinan?
No.
Conhellinan is no. Matthew Hellinan?
No.
Matthew Hellinan is no. Johnson? Johnson left. Okay. Kim is not here. Kurzweil?
No.
Kurzweil is no. Nor has left. Pritchett?
Yes.
Pritchett is yes. Privis? Privis is no. Rosenberg not here. Russell?
No.
Russell is no. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer is no. Siegel?
Someone please restate the amendment.
So the amendment, the main motion. Okay, you got the main motion. The amendment is rather than surveying programs that every volunteer and every paid staff member should have the opportunity to submit an evaluation form for the IGM.
Yes.
Okay, Siegel is yes. Sterling? Sterling is yes. Akio Tanaka? Aki Tanaka is yes. Kate Tanaka?
Yes.
Kate Tanaka is yes. Turner?
Yes.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Wilkinson? Okay, Withers? Withers is, oops, let's see here. Okay, Withers is no. And Turner? Turner votes no. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is 11 no and 5 yes, and it fails.
All right, so now we're back to the main motion. Are there any board members who have not yet spoken on the main motion who would like to speak? All right, so we're ready for a vote on the main motion. Yes. Yes.
So I just to make us double understand that. So this is just like a suggestion that we will take as input, or as you guys as a committee will take as input. It's not like the all-binding decision of
That's
what
right.
people say.
The board makes the decision. Okay. The board actually is responsible for evaluating the IGM.
Making sure. I thought that. Was
yeah. And so what the committee is going to present to us is information that they've gathered from these surveys that will may or may not affect our evaluation, okay? But we will all be participating in the evaluation. Okay, so I'm going to ask the secretary to take a roll call vote on the main motion.
Okay, so this is what I have for the motion, that the LSB accepts the committee's report to survey programs and using the old forms and SurveyMonkey monkey for the purpose of evaluating the IGM. Did I get that right? Is that correct? Okay. Okay. Fest. Fest is no. Futron?
Yes.
Futron is yes. Gans?
Yes.
Gans is yes. Conn-Hellinan?
Yep.
Conn-Hellinan is yes. Matthew Hellinan?
Yes.
Matthew Hellinan is yes. Johnson? Oh, Johnson's not here. Kim's not here. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Kurzweil is yes. Pritchett? Pritchett is no. Privis?
Yes.
Privis is yes. Russell?
Yes.
Russell is yes. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer is yes. Siegel?
Yes.
Siegel is yes. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling is yes. Aki Tanaka? We'll pass. Okay. Kate Tanaka?
Oh, I'm
yeah. Okay. We'll come back to you guys in a sec. Turner? Yep. You abstain. Okay. Hey. Okay, Turner?
Yes.
Turner is yes. Wilkinson?
I'm not voting.
Wilkinson not voting. Withers?
Yes.
Withers is yes. And Aki Tanaka? Abstain too. Okay, so that is 12 yes, 2 no, and a carries, and 2 abstentions.
Very good. Thank you all very much. We are now ready to move on to the issue of the program council. So we have we have half an hour left, kids, and we have this agenda item, which was presented initially, I don't remember when, in June or sometime. Oh, I'm sorry. Mary wants to report from the cab, and I told her she could report when she got here. But we have to be really quick, Mary, really, really quick.
I won't do my thing.
Okay.
Ages.
Mary, can we give you a mic?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, this lovely gentleman is doing that. Each of you were given, oh, yay, 5 surveys, and I was supposed to come back last month, which I did, only we all went out there, and guess what? Nothing was happening. So I'm here to collect your surveys. That's the first thing. Second thing, I'm here to give you more in case, A, you lost yours, or you just are having such a good time with it that you went to take more, and I'll go around the edge after I've finished. But guess what? SurveyMonkey. I'm completely ignorant about the computer. I use it all the time, and I'm still completely ignorant. It's very easy. The survey can be done online. So I'm going to give you copies of this. And you can practice on that and see how easy it is to use SurveyMonkey, because I hated the idea. And if you need help, some cab members can help you work it out. Okay, so I've gotten a few, so raise your hand, hold up your... Anthony gave me his. Do you have more? Okay. And Barbara, bless her heart, made multiple copies, put the station address on the bottom, and is really passing them out. So please, this is important. And once we get the results, we will come to you with them analyzed and ask for your advice. How can we implement it?
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. And we appreciate the cab and all the work that you do. Okay, so.
As well as your computer expertise.
So now we're moving on to the program council. You have a motion in writing, which was distributed this morning by the secretary, There are probably some extras if people can't find them. This was a motion that was originally introduced by Con Hallinan in June, I think, or maybe July. Anyway, and so we are now going to have a debate and hopefully a vote on this. We'll start. I'll ask the maker of the motion to motivate it as soon as everybody's found their copies.
Okay, there it is. I think this is pretty self-explanatory. That is, I strongly believe that it's important to have a program council. I do not think that a program council should be the determining element in what appears on the air. That's what you hire. That's what you hire program directors and general managers to do. And what this does is it makes it what the program council was originally, which is advisory. It's not huge. It is the number of people in it, 7 members, is easily dealable. They can actually have debates and get together and make decisions and things. These are the key people that have to be involved in this. I think the problem is that the program council has turned into a kind of a political football, and what I want to do is to get away from the idea of whatever particular faction or whatever in the station can use the program council to program the KPFA the way they want it to program it. First of all, I think it would be impossible to hire anybody as a program director or a general manager, so they wouldn't have any power anyhow. And second of all, this is the most sensible, the reasonable way to do with it. It's the way that almost all stations of our type deal with it. So I think it's self-explanatory. I don't think it needs a whole lot of argumentation. You disagree with it, you disagree with it, you agree with it, you agree with it, but this is what my proposal is.
Okay, is there a second to Khan's motion?
Second.
Thank you. All right, so now the floor is open for debate. Any member of the board want to discuss the motion? Go ahead, Anthony.
People who've been around KPFA for a while, back when there was a functioning program council prior to when the previous management squelched it, will remember that it consisted of approximately 15 members, maybe one or two more than that. Anyway, when our paid program director, Carrie Corr, arrived, she said, that's too big. I think that's unwieldy. Personally, I didn't agree. I had served on that program council and found it relatively polite and easy to work with,
yes.
unlike unlike a certain other body associated with this station. Carrie, this proposal came back in May, but Carrie sent an email to the UPSO. Her proposal at that time was that the program council consists of 2 LSB members, 3 unpaid staff, 3 paid staff, 2 community reps. That totals 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. That totals 10. If we want to work with the program director, who's going to work with this program council, I suggest we amend the motion to make that the composition of the program council. You know, 10 members, not counting the PD herself.
I'm sorry, Anthony, could you read the...
No, he spoke.
I know, I just want to ask him the numbers. I didn't get 10. I only have 8 people, so who are the other... I have 2 LSB...
2 LSB, 3 unpaid staff, 3 paid staff, 2 community.
2 community. Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted.
I'd propose that as an amendment. Yeah.
So you're making this as an amendment.
An amendment.
Why? Oh, he spoke. I got it. You're right. You can't. If you want to make an amendment, you have to make the amendment first, and then you have an opportunity to motivate it, but you can't motivate it and then make the amendment. Does someone want to make that amendment? Okay, so Andrea Pritchett has made the amendment, which would replace the section on composition with 2 LSB members, 3 unpaid staff, 3 paid staff, and 2 community members. Is that correct, Anthony?
That's correct.
Okay, so that amendment is up for debate now. Again, I would propose that we have 2 speakers for and 2 speakers against, if that's an acceptable procedure to the body. All right, someone who wants to speak in... You do? Okay. So, let's see. I guess... what will we do? I guess we have to vote on... so someone would need to make my suggestion as a motion, and then we would vote on it. Okay, so the procedural motion is that we have 2 speakers for and 2 speakers against. I don't know what the debate is on a procedural motion. Does anybody? Okay, that's what I think. All those, let's see, let me just see, on procedure. Right, there's a movement to limit debate. You're absolutely right about that. Okay, I don't know how this works. Because it's not on here. All right, so let's vote on the procedural motion. All those in favor of the procedural motion, please raise your hand. The procedural motion is... I didn't. Jack made it. I asked someone else to make it. I made it as a suggestion. 2 speakers for, 2 speakers against on the amendment. Only on the amendment. Okay? Those in favor, please raise your hands. Those opposed?
10 yes, 4 no, 5 no.
Okay. Okay, so moving ahead. So people understand what Anthony's amendment is, and the floor is open for debate. Someone speaking in favor of the amendment? Do you want to? Go ahead. It's an amendment. Go ahead, Anthony.
Once again, this you know, Carrie is of the opinion that the PD should be the decider as regards programming. So she and Connor are on the same page on that issue. Our previous, as I said already, our previous program council was larger. If we want to get the program council back into operation, we could just resurrect the previous one. But in accordance with Carrie's expressed preferences, we seem to be moving toward a smaller one. So I'm suggesting we simply carry out the exact preferences she expressed earlier this year and approve that 10-member council.
Okay. A speaker against the amendment. Con.
Well, there are a number of problems. First of all, the local station board should not be involved in programming. I mean, that's even part of our description as to what we are as a body. And it would be a terrible mistake for the local station board to be directly involved in programming. I don't know what these 2 community members are. This is an incredibly top-heavy board. It's not a board of people who put out radio. We have lots of ways for community members and LSB members to make their views known on programming. We do it all the time. To build it into a formal structure like that is a disaster. This is absolutely a formula for chaos. I really, really think it's a bad idea.
Okay. Someone in favor of the amendment? Andrea.
You know, I'm open to a different configuration, but the reason why I supported that amendment is because I feel like when I look at the motion, it looks a little ingrown to me. It looks like you basically, this looks like a staff meeting. And I guess what the point in my mind of a program council was to try to get really different perspectives that KPFA is this kind of unusual marriage between radio professionals and people who understand radio and people who understand activism and understand community needs. And I thought that the program council was a way of kind of bubbling some fresh air into that whole conversation. That KPFA, if you're in the know, if you're a programmer, you have conversations all day and creative and good things. But there's a whole other world out there that KPFA is trying to be in regular touch with. So I guess I'm open to other ways. If the motivator, if the sponsor of the original motion could maybe talk about how we could get new voices into programming, the program council conversations, and empowered voices in there. So I hear you that, like, what's a community? We're all members of a community and so forth. But, you know, maybe it should be defined more. People who are part of organizations or whatever. But I am, and I'm, it says one member appointed by KPFA's elected local station board. You know, I'd like to increase that number so that it becomes less urgent and less politicized and maybe more more broad in the input we bring to the conversation.
Okay. Someone who's in opposition to the amendment want to speak? All right. Then I think we're ready to come to a vote. Would the secretary please reread the amendment?
Okay, so the amendment is to amends the composition section of the program council motion as follows. That there would be two LSB members, three unpaid staff members, three paid staff members, and two community members.
I take that we're ready to come to a vote because no one indicated that they wanted further discussion on this. All right, so I'll ask the secretary to take the roll call vote again.
Okay, so this is on the amendment. Fest?
Yes.
Fest is yes. Futron?
No.
Sorry, Futron is no, is that correct?
No, the other Futron.
Okay. Futron said no. Gans?
No.
Gans is no. Conhelinan?
No.
Conhelinan is no. Matthew Helinan? Matthew Helinan is no. Kurzweil?
No.
Kurzweil is no. Pritchett?
Yes.
Pritchett is yes. Privis? Privis is, I'm sorry, no?
Yes.
Privis is no, is that correct? Okay. Okay. Russell? On the amendment, which is...
Okay, no.
Russell is no. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer is no. Siegel?
No.
Siegel is no. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling is yes. Aki Tanaka? Aki Tanaka is yes. Kate Tanaka?
Yes.
Kate Tanaka is yes. Turner?
No.
Turner is no. Wilkinson?
Not
voting. Withers?
No.
Withers is no. That's 11 no, 5 yes.
So now we're ready to move on. The PMB proposed bylaws.
Wait.
We have to deal with the main motion. I'm sorry.
Can we debate the main motion?
Yes. So now that we're ready to have debate on the main motion, I apologize. I, too, am getting tired. Okay. any board member want to speak to the main motion? It's okay. That's all right. I know. This has to do with shoulder operations. Does anybody want to speak against the main motion? Go ahead.
Well, I would ask the author. I'm not trying to be a pill, guys. I am genuinely asking.
Listen to her.
What is the point of, like, I don't see what the point of this program council as currently configured is. Because to me, it doesn't give enough of a voice to people outside the station to influence and to discuss program changes, possible program changes. if all you have, you've got the program director, you've got the music director, the news director, the subscriptions director. Fortunately, two members of the unpaid staff, but I guess I'd like some folks from outside. It's checks and balances. You know what? I give up.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andrea, and I think people should be quiet when we're debating. David.
I was just trying to get Jack to calm down a little bit there. I don't think that it's appropriate or necessary or desirable to have huge numbers of people involved in this program council, because it's a radio station. It is not primarily a community forum. The radio station's mission should include giving voice to many, many communities, but it should be managed and handled by the people who actually are involved in the radio station, understand how radio works, and understand what the mission is, to implement the mission. And I think having too many... I'm done. That's enough.
I just feel like maybe there should be a couple of community members in there that maybe they're not the inside of the understanding of how radio works, but they are on the outside understanding. They're the ones listening to it. And that's the only reason I really would vote against it, is because I thought it should conclude to some community members that are actually the ones out there listening. The other makeup of it seems fine to me. I'm not an expert at any of this, but I do feel like the community should be involved somehow. And to include two more community members doesn't seem too drastic for me, but it seems like their input would be valuable to the station.
Andrea.
This doesn't preclude the fact that information and input from the outside could still come in, and possibly through the CAB and any other way that this small body can then reach out to a larger community to have input. So it doesn't preclude, it doesn't stop that, you know. I mean, you can reach out to smaller. Yeah, right. See, and so that's really important to say that. Nobody's chopping off anything that the outside can have more have input to. So I'm going to go along with it.
Thank you. Okay. Matthew. Yeah.
Stand by. I just want to say that I also am disturbed by the fact that we don't have any feedback system built into the consideration of programs that comes from outside the station. I understand the need for the program committee to be made up of people in the station, because every program decision involves all these interconnected changes. But I would support at some point a proposal that did have some institutionalized way in which there could be a discussion of program that goes beyond just the people in the station.
Okay. David.
The cab does?
That's what the cab does. Okay.
Didn't I say cab?
Yeah. Okay. So any other members of the board want to speak on this? All right. I think we're ready to come to a vote on the main motion. I'll ask the secretary to take the roll.
Could you start in the middle? Because I vote yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so this is on the main motion. Siegel has voted yes. Russell is voting yes. Okay. On we go. Fest? Fest is no. Futron? Futron is yes. Gans? Gans is yes. Conhellinan? Conhellinan is yes. Matthew Hallinan? Matthew Hallinan is yes. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Kurzweil is yes. Pritchett is not here. Privis?
Yes.
Privis is yes. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer is yes. Sterling?
No.
Sterling is no. Aki Tanaka?
No.
I'm sorry? No, Aki Tanaka is no. Kate Tanaka?
No.
Kate Tanaka is no. Turner? Turner is yes. Wilkinson, not voting. Withers?
Yes.
Withers is yes. So that is 11 yes and 4 no on the main motion.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me just say about the PMB bylaws. Has the board gotten the text of the bylaws? Did you hand that out? They've been sent to everybody. Okay. I'm not proposing that we have this discussion today. We have to act on them during the same month that they are being debated at the PMB. And the PMB is going to talk about them at their December 1st meeting. So during the month of December, at our meeting on the evening of December 7th, one of the things we must take up is the issue of the bylaw amendments. I'm also not going to propose that we debate and vote on a motion that I made about, which I sent out to the board, concerning the recall election. My motion talks about urging the PMB to appoint an individual or an institution to oversee that election, to do it quickly, and to make sure that that person is a truly independent person. There is clearly, as today's meeting was, I think, a pretty good example, there's too much division on this board and at KPFA in general and probably in the whole Pacifica network for us to fool around with this recall election. It has to be done in a way that everyone can have confidence in the process, that it was done fairly and that it followed the rules. I am going to ask all of you who agree with me to forward that motion or one of your own versions to the PMB so that the PMB at least hears from people on this board that they support this notion. I don't think it makes any sense for us to take it up now. Obviously, this meeting is coming to a close. Con. Yes. Move to adjourn. Are there any objections to adjourning? Okay. The very nice people who own this building said that we don't have to fold up the tables or the chairs. But I do think that we need to pick up all our stuff and not leave any debris. So please make sure you collect everything around you. Thank you.